Yeah, and you don't want anybody to really have more than 10, because if they have more than 10, then at some point in the next 20 years, they could go, oh, you know, we could divide this up into several parcels and put a road here.
That's how subdivisions are born. That's my neighbor. He's got next to me 60 acres, I think, the farmer, and he's not healthy and he's not young, so I'm really hoping that he's got a younger son who's like 19 or 20. I'm hoping that he takes over that farm, and then, you know, that locks me in for a while to where that's my only neighbor minus the one to the north of me. But yeah, that's my biggest fear, is he sells that land and then all of a sudden there's 10 homes behind me.
Well, you need to start getting friendly with him and be ready to buy 10 or 20 acres of that, or the whole thing, which is, I know, far easier said than done. We're not all made of money, but, man, that'd be pretty sweet if you could get, you know, a bunch of land that butts up to your current piece of land. You'd have hunting land, you'd have whatever you want to do with it.